Okay, ladies, shall we get down to business?
Let's do it. All right. I can't believe August is finished and it is about to be September. And I'm gonna start playing my Christmas music.
It's too early.
It's never too
Yeah,
early for
this
Christmas
is a little
music.
too
It's
early for
always too
me.
early for Christmas music. You know when Christmas music is allowed? December 25th. That is
No,
it.
ma'am. No,
That
no,
is
you
it.
tripping.
That's not how that works.
You
I know some
tripping.
people like to wait until November 1st. I like to start in September, because I mean I wait for you guys to get into fall season, but for me, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go all year, but it's Christmas time for me. Because I know most people are moving into Halloween, but Halloween is not one of
Yeah.
my favorite
I
holidays.
like the spooky season. So I
Oh, I know.
let the spooky season rock out, and then November 1st is Christmas time.
Listen, I'm just saying, Mary Poppins. Mariah Carey's thawing out. She's in the rearview mirror. She's ready to
Yes, she is.
come on out. So just get ready.
I say no to Halloween, no to Christmas. I can miss all that.
Yeah, we've
I
been
do
through
like
this
the
with
Christmas
you.
decorations. Honestly, like if people would decorate all year round, that would be beautiful. I love the lights. I love the trees. I like all
You
that.
gotta
Like,
go to those mini mansion neighborhoods. Those people are always decorating. Those people are always have things on their
no,
lawn.
I mean like Christmas lights. I have the houses by me have they a few houses they always decorate. It's really pretty. But if everyone did it, it'd be nice.
Oh, no, I feel you. I mean, if I, when I, not if, when I have a huge house, I'm gonna be one of those people because I think you should decorate all the time. But I don't know. I want to have like a Disney house. Anyhow, I really do. I think it'd be great. It's so funny. So I say that, right? You say
Mariah
we're
Carey
talking
have
about
a
early
Disney
season.
room?
What?
Doesn't Mariah Carey have a Disney room, like a Little Mermaid room or something?
She
I
ha
forgot
have
what
you
she
seen
has.
her house? Like her whole house is like
I
Disney
haven't
World.
seen it recently, but I remember like back in the day when she did like a Cribs thing, for example, and she had like a whole, I thought it was like a Little Mermaid room or something.
She's got
Thought
lots of everything. Her house is ridiculous.
it was cool.
But I think so Disney World, they started their Halloween celebration. I think they started it at the beginning of this month, beginning of August. And there, I think Halloween goes all the way to the first week of November. And then their Christmas, I think, starts the second week of November into January, which I think is wild. But I mean they're like Disney World and Disneyland's, well I guess everywhere. I guess they do the at all their parks. Their celebration is I bet they put like overlays on some of the rides. They have like all these parades and fireworks. Like each of the parks does like stuff and like the characters dress up in costumes and it's a whole thing. So if you get down to the parks you can enjoy Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween, if that is your thing. I think for me, like I'm going in October, so I'm gonna, even though Halloween's not my thing, I'm gonna check it out. But I want to see if Pirate. I want to go into the Haunted Mansion during Halloween. I'm sure that that's super
That's
interesting.
probably dope.
That would be really cool at Disney. My
Yeah.
sister just got back from Disney this weekend, and I am still waiting for her pictures, but it's her first time ever going in her whole life. So I'm so excited. I hope for one day we all can go together, like all the siblings, but
Yeah.
our schedules are so off. But I'm happy for her
Yeah,
first
I
time.
haven't been to this. Well, this, yeah, I think the last time I went was like 2 years ago, obviously, pandemic, but like I'm just super excited to go. So, speaking of Pirates of the, sorry, speaking of Disney, I think another one of the rides that they do is Pirates of the Caribbean. And so, this past weekend was one of those award shows that I don't even know that people watch anymore, but I guess they do.
I missed the awards this weekend, man.
I wouldn't have known that they
I
happened
love
except
them.
that stuff happens at them. So it was the VMAs,
Yes.
and something happened at them, I guess. But I heard that apparently Johnny Depp was at the VMAs, and the
No
only
way.
reason I know that is because Amber Heard's sister was upset about it.
So she needs to sit down. No one even worried about her. My goodness.
But apparently he said that he took the gig because he needs work, which I guess is the joke. So I don't know. But I mean, I think it's kind of weird that they asked him to come, but whatever. I'm sure that it was just to make the joke, but yeah.
Yeah, that is pretty funny. I think I saw one tiny clip of VMAs when Lizzo won her award, and her reaction was, it was really good. It's very, very boisterous and happy and excited, but also it was like a clap back at Ari Spears. Did you see what he said about her? And nobody even
I don't know who Ari Spears is, but I was sick of I was sick of seeing his picture on my time. Like, same. I didn't need to see that sick of man's it. Picture on my timeline all week. Like,
I was so like tired his face.
I don't
I was sick like, of looking
stop
at him.
Posting his picture. Like, I don't care what he said. And I don't want to see his face. Like, he's not attractive.
He's not. He's not. But he said he is.
I was about to say in the interview, he was like, I think I'm at least handsome. And I was like, wait, are we looking at the same?
What mirror are you looking at? He was like, Lizzo got a pretty face, understand. But she's not showing off her body. And I'm like, sir, did you look at anything that you do with your life? First of all, he is a comedian. And his highlight of his career was from Mad TV. And he used to do this really good impression of Shaq. That's the only thing I remember him about. So he's not a memorable comedian.
I've never heard his name before. I've never heard his name before.
I like sketch comedy. So I always watch like any sketch comedy show. So
I knew that I had seen his face. But I had to ask somebody what his name was. And until you just said Mad TV, I could not have told you anything that he
I know. I just, it's... I like Mad TV when it was on, not for him.
I liked it too, but I promise you, I don't know this man from Adam. Sorry
you
to
have
this
to see
man.
His Shaq impression.
And now his face was plastered all over my Twitter, all over my Facebook, all over my Instagram, and I was like, I'm sick of looking at this ugly boy's face.
It was just everywhere with his diabetes eyes. He needs to go get that checked out.
I was so upset. I was like, listen, I, at least on Twitter, I could block his name out so I didn't have to see it anymore.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But after scrolling all through Facebook, I was like, stop posting this man's face.
Yeah. But she was... I liked her presentation. She did a good job. She's very happy and she looked beautiful. She had this custom gown on. Just, it was iconic. I loved it. That's all I saw. It was a tiny clip of that and nothing else at the VMAs.
I guess Nicki Minaj won the Vanguard Award and was acting like Whitney Houston or something.
What? She's
I
not
mean, like, you know what Whitney won? Whitney won, I forget which, I think it was like at the Grammys, and Whitney was just like, I don't know, she was, I don't know, she had similar mannerisms as Whitney Houston, not like she was acting like she was Whitney Houston.
Was this crack cocaine Whitney Houston?
Yes.
Okay.
That. I don't know, I'm like, I mean, I guess she's Vanguard love, I mean, she makes nice music videos, and I guess a lot of her songs have gone to number one, but I can't tell you the last
I
time
feel
I liked
a lot.
Nicki.
A lot of her songs.
Yeah.
I can't tell you the last time I liked a Nicki song, though.
It's been a minute for me, too, but I chalk it up to me just being too old. I'm too old for Nicki Minaj.
Do you feel the same way about Cardi?
No, I don't feel the same way about Cardi.
Cardi just
the same kind
got
of
this new
song,
Hot Shit. Ooh, that song is so good.
Whose song is that?
Cardi B?
Oh, good. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But don't Nicki and Cardi make the same kind of songs?
No.
I don't think so.
It's a whole different style, different lyrics, all of it. Different.
What? Sorry, how are the... Okay. What are their songs about that are different? What's the difference?
Well, you know, it's just different lyrics, you know?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the lyrics are different, but what's the difference between... Their song, they're singing about the same kinds of things, being boss, bitches.
I mean, everybody
Megan Thee Stallion and Cardi B
singing about the same
things.
Type of
I'm
things.
I'm not talking about their rapping style. I'm talking about...
No, I'm not talking about their style. I'm talking about what they sing about. Megan
the subject
and Cardi sing very similar topics. It's about them and how they see themselves and embrace their body, embrace their whatever they're going through in life. It's all about them, so I get it, and it's nice. I like it. And Megan has a really good song called Plan B, OMG.
Right. You don't think that Nikki sings about that?
I think she does, but she sings about other stuff. I'm trying to remember the last song that I remember her lyrics to. It's been a minute.
I don't know. For me, it's just a vibe. Nikki gives off a vibe that she just is for teeny bopper type of people. Like, she's for a younger crowd. And I don't think that Megan or Cardi give off that same vibe, that they are specifically for that younger crowd. I think Nikki seems immature.
I got you. Yeah. No, I mean, I think I would agree with you. I think Nikki is definitely skewing younger because she gives off immaturity. And I feel like we've seen Cardi mature. Like, we've seen her music like get older. And I don't even think it like necessarily because like she became a mom or anything. I think like if you listen to her stuff when she was doing her mixtapes and you compare it to like the music she's making now, like you've seen her growth. And I feel like Nikki is making the same stuff she was making when she put out Pink Tape.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's this, like, ooh. If you play Pink Tape and you play whatever, yeah. You need to, or whatever the thing, if you play the songs from both of those albums, they all sound exactly the same.
Well, she has a new album coming out. If it didn't come out this week, I think it's coming out in September, because after that whole drama with her former assistant trying to air out some dirty laundry.
Was that after her assistant? Because I thought the news on the street was that was fake.
Well, whatever it was hilarious.
And it was it. Very funny.
I read the whole thing.
It was very funny.
I definitely was like, oh,
yeah. That's the good thing about Facebook. Facebook will give you all of the screen caps in one post. It might be 46 pictures, but you'll get the whole story.
Click. I'll keep reading.
You don't have to go and find them like you got to do on other social media platforms. They'll have them all in chronological order, too.
I will wait the extra day or the extra 4 hours to get all the story put in a nice Facebook post. I'll do it. Mm-hmm.
Somebody just tagged me in a Facebook post, and it was like 65 photos, and it was detailing the movie Diary of a Mad Black Woman. Have you guys seen it?
Yes.
Not the movie, but the Facebook post.
Yes.
It's hilarious.
Yes.
Like, it says one little sentence, and then it has a photo from the movie to like to add the context.
That's hilarious.
It just keeps going, and it's like you watch the movie, but it's really I loved it.
Yeah. It is funny. A hood summation.
Ha!
Of Diary of a Mad Black Woman.
It's like them Bible memes that everybody was posting. I freaking loved it.
I love us. Black people are so creative. It's mm-hmm. amazing.
Yes. We make the internet what it is, for real.
Mm-hmm. Listen, that's why
the internet is undefeated because of Black people.
Yeah.
They wish they could charge us for that. We should be charging them for it, actually. All right.
Did you see Instagram has introduced like subscriptions? You can pay to subscribe to somebody's content on Instagram.
Yeah. I mean, maybe
I have never wanted to send a strongly worded email before, but I really wanted to contact Instagram. Like, who do you think is paying to see people's Instagram posts? This is not OnlyFans.
Well, you know how Facebook is, how they be wanting to copy everybody and steal their ideas. So yeah, it's OnlyFans.
I cannot believe it.
I mean,
and then people actually were sending out stuff like, hey, subscribe to my stuff. No.
Someone's going to monetize their
subscribe. Like, sometimes there's content that they won't show you unless you subscribe, just like OnlyFans. Only once I was tempted, one time. And then I said, Christy, what are you doing? This is crazy. And I just stopped myself.
That is crazy.
All right. Are you guys watching Hot D?
No, I'm waiting for more episodes to load up so I can binge it real quick.
House of the Dragons.
Oh, yes.
Sorry, that's what we're calling it. It's Hot D.
Okay, I'm going to remember that now. But yes, I am watching. Yes.
Yeah, it's very good. It is very, very good.
I'm still withholding judgment. I don't know if I love it yet. I do know that I really like Damon, and I didn't think that I was going to, but he's stepping out, especially in episode 2, as one of my favorite characters, because I like that he stole that dragon egg. That was a boss move. But then I also like that when his niece came to get it, he was like, all right, well, obviously I'm not about to murder you, so here, just go someplace.
your team, okay. So yeah, everyone likes that. You know how I feel about bad people. I was like, sir, what are you doing? Like she was like, can you just stop playing, please? Because like I'm sick of this game. And he was like, fine.
Right. Like when you put it like that, all right. I'm actually trying to start a beef with my brother, but I guess that is inadvertently starting a beef with you. And I don't want no beef with you. I don't want no beef with my brother either, but damn.
He won't listen to me.
I'm like, trying to be king. Like, what is he doing?
Right. Like, it was just funny to me. Like, yeah. And the fact that she was like, we have dragons, Dad. Like, we have dragons. So why don't we use dragons?
Viserys is just not a good name. The ones who are named Viserys just don't make good leaders.
It's all bad. It's literally all bad. Like, if that's your name, you're just not going to be good at anything.
It's a cursed name. That sucks.
It really does suck. No, I like it. I think it's going to be a really good show. I like how they're progressing through. I don't think we're going to have any filler episodes. But that was part of my... the thing that I didn't like about Game of Thrones, which I didn't watch until season 5, so I skipped a lot. So like I only watched like the important episodes because most of it was filler.
What?
There was no fillers.
There was to the no end. Filler.
100%
rare. There was zero fillers.
No. Oh, there I definitely were episodes Game of Thrones? Did not need to watch.
I watched Game of Thrones in its entirety twice.
No, there are definitely episodes that you didn't know. I actually found this website.
Which one should I not have watched?
I'm about to explain. I found this website that was like, here are the episodes from each season that are important to watch to catch you up to watch season 6. And it was like 4 episodes from each.
Oh, Lord.
Actually, it was like, watch all of season 1 and here are all the episodes from the other season that you need to watch. And that was it.
So I watched all of them so I can have that, like, you know how you could build that like bond with the characters and like grow with them as they go through each episode. And when someone dies, someone was dying like almost every episode.
That
was like the big controversy in the first 2 seasons.
It's amazing. When you hop through seasons, you miss building those bonds with those characters.
But there was so much exposition in a lot of these episodes where like a character would literally say, and then this one did this and that, blah, 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 that they told you exactly what happened. And I didn't need 4 episodes of that.
But it's different to see it.
How are you going to be devastated at the Red Wedding if you don't grow with Rob?
I was all right. I understood what happened. He married somebody he wasn't supposed to marry, and then he went to the guy's house, and then I understood, and then I watched the Red Wedding.
It's not about the understanding. True love, it's about Jamie feeling. And Cersei.
I don't need to cry about this guy getting killed. I just need to know what happened. I didn't want to build a connection with this character.
We need to address what Christy just said. Christy, I need you to expound.
I love them. Actually, Jamie and Cersei are like my favorite characters from the whole show. And I cried when they died at the end. Like, that broke my heart. I understand. I got it.
Understand what?
They grew up. Like, after they separated, you know, and he went on his little journey. Got his hand cut off and all that goodness.
They were brother and sister.
I'm aware.
Twins.
Different in medieval times.
No.
Not that different.
No.
Not that
and
different.
No.
Not that
the way
different.
That things
you might have been able. You might
y'all
been
can
able
blame
to
the writers. Okay. Y'all
cousin,
blame the writers.
But not
blame
your sister.
The writers for what, Christy? For what?
Listen, I understood that bond at the end.
No. What bond?
No.
No, Christy.
The bond that they had was supposed to be as twins. That was as close as they were supposed to get.
That's gross.
Oh my goodness.
Either case, I love Cersei. I love the whole.
I can understand. I can understand liking Cersei. I can understand it.
She was She was so evil. It's wonderful.
So evil. I hated Danny the whole time. And anytime I would express that opinion on the internet, I got attacked for it.
It was so, she was such a pain in the butt. Like, oh, shoot. Almost fell down. Yeah, I didn't like her either. She was a little bit of a pain.
Yeah. But the jury's still out on Hot D. I'm going to watch this season. Now I'm invested in Damon. But I hope that it's only one season. They don't need any more than one season. I don't need two or three seasons. There are going to be four seasons.
It's already set.
See this?
Sorry, let me just tell you. This season is one chapter. Like a couple of chapters in this book. So it's just, I think it's four seasons, I believe. And it's already renewed for a second season. So it might not get to the whole thing that they want to do, but it's already been renewed for another season. So you're getting at least two.
That's dragging it. They could, because we know how the story ends. So, like, what's with all the detail?
What do you mean? You don't know how the story, well, I mean, you do if you read all the books. But here's the thing, before...
Even without reading the books, if you've watched Game of Thrones, you know how this story ends. She doesn't end up queen because Cersei was the first queen of the Seven Kingdoms.
Yeah, so isn't this a prequel?
So, obviously, Daemon is going to be the... and they mentioned Daemon in the royal line of Targaryens. Daemon was one of the kings of Westeros that they mentioned in Game of Thrones. Yeah.
You know
so
what
happens? I don't get how they have dragons, though. I don't get that.
Like, don't you want to find out how they lost all their dragons?
Oh, yeah.
There were 17 dragons, and now they're all gone. You don't want to find out why?
I do want to find
out. It's 172 years before the events of Game of Thrones. Oh. So that means that the ones that they got now got old and died. And during that time, they did what they said on the show, on Game of Thrones, where they bred them in captivity and they kept getting smaller and smaller. And then they were sickly little animals and then they stopped breeding dragons.
Yeah, they evolved.
Okay.
They said all that already, so this doesn't mean
we're just trying to encourage you to watch Game of Thrones, Melanie. The full.
I'm not doing
the episode
that.
You missed.
I didn't miss anything.
No, you did. You know, you need to watch the episodes.
And I actually felt Bran more watching it through the second time.
No, I disliked him even more.
I got him. I got his story a little bit better.
There's no reason for Bran to be king. That was
no reason at all for Bran to be king. That was a really bad choice. That was ridiculous.
Who should have been king or queen?
I don't know about the evil part, but he was completely useless. He was totally useless.
But out of all those people that was sitting in that stupid half circle, I did not like the ending of the show. That was like really dumb. All of them people died and they're going to laugh and make jokes. Oof, I was so mad. But anyway, out of all those people there, who should have been king or queen?
None of those people should have been. It should have been Jon Snow.
No, he didn't want it.
Okay. I understand that he's the worst person. It was supposed to be him.
It was supposed to be him.
He's the worst person. If he didn't want it, he wouldn't be a good leader.
No, he would be a good leader because he didn't want it.
No, yeah. that's what he said.
That was like the whole entire point of Game of Thrones is that everybody that actually wanted the power was going to be a terrible leader. And the people that didn't want to be in power, they just wanted to do the right thing. They were going to be the good leaders.
And I would not want that from Mr. Jon Snow.
That's what happens when you're born royal. You don't have no choice in that. You're going to be miserable ruling the realm, and you got to put your people above your own personal whatever the hell.
Most of the people were dead, so I guess it didn't really matter.
It should have been him. It ended terribly. Bran was literally the worst
it
choice.
It did end terribly.
It could have been,
yes.
It could have been Sansa, and I would have been happier than Bran.
Sansa, she did get her land. She got her place.
She could have been Queen of the Seven Kingdoms and I would have been okay with that. It could have been goddamn Samwell Tarly and I would have been more okay with him than goddamn
No,
Bran
you know
Stark.
Who should have been it? Reek. Reek should have been it.
Oh, hell no. Hell no. Hell no.
Oh my god. Reek would have been a good
one. I didn't mean to turn this into a Game of Thrones show, but we might have to start another podcast to talk about everything else.
Oh, then I can finally talk about my favorite that I'm dying to talk about every episode.
Anyways. So we watched the She-Hulk episode 2. And Jennifer is now working at, she's back, sorry. She went back home. She went back home and she tried to be a lawyer. And she got fired on her day off.
She did get fired on her day off. That was messed up, though.
Yeah, it was really messed up.
That was messed up. They could have found some position for her at the DA's office, but to completely fire her, that was messed up. For saving people's lives.
But to fire her at her own party and then ask her to come back down from being...
Yeah, sorry, killed, that part...
That was rude. Not. Like, sir, like, you can talk to me. Look up to me.
He was afraid to fire her in Hulk form.
Right.
I would have stayed in Hulk form. Be like, and what? What are you going
to
do?
You can talk to me like this, is what exactly. I would have said.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no respect. He's a whole incredible Hulk. No respect by men. I was so offended.
Yeah, that part made me really angry. And I was mad that she did do it. Like, yeah. I was mad that she came down. And ma'am, you knew that you just drank a lot. You know what happens when you get drunk. And then her, like, shrinking down and then falling
off. She fell right out there, too.
I was so mad at her. I was like, girl. Anyway.
I liked her dad. He was like, don't worry, I told everybody. so you don't have to. And I told him not to bring it up.
And what's the first thing they do? Bring it up.
He said, hey, Jen, you got fired. Right. How you greet somebody like that?
Yo, okay, so I thought for real in the last episode when they said they were talking about Chet, I thought he was going to be smart, and now I realize that they were mocking the fact that Chet was stupid.
Which is kind of mean when you think about it.
Right, yeah. Like they were making fun of their cousin, who was probably, like, everybody else in the family is probably very intelligent, or maybe the two of them came out as smart cousins and their other cousin is just not. What did he say? He worked at Walmart? I don't know. Where he stock shelves or something? I don't know. But he was, I mean, for real, who greets someone, hey, I heard you lost your job? Like, what? And then the mother was like, didn't you just get a promotion at the, okay, but like, he stock shelves. Relax.
No respect.
A promotion is the promotion.
My man, yet again. But I thought it was cute how her mom, and then we're talking about, let's do your hair. Let's get it looking more like She-Hulk. I was offended because they were trying to get rid of her curls.
Well, her mom was basically saying, you're more attractive when you're big and green. So why don't you look more like She-Hulk? Mom, I am She-Hulk. But she really was telling them, this, you should, why don't you do something with your hair? Like, yeah. And then mom be like, do you ever talk to those Avengers people, like, and then like asking, like, what does Hawkeye do with it? Does he collect those arrows?
And it was so casual, just asking. He was okay. So Hawkeye, like, how is she supposed to know that? She just became a superhero last week,
yesterday.
But that was a good question, though. Like, did he pick them up? He doesn't though.
He only picks up the ones when he runs out, because a lot of them aren't reusable. Some of them blow up.
Yeah, that makes
somebody
sense.
Just make him some more.
But that was cute, though.
That was, but yeah, they were like, oh, and then she was like, I told my, I have a friend, what was it, Yusuf, who wants to become a superhero. I gave him your number. Like, what? Like, who? She was like, mom, please stop giving people my number. Like, how many other people has her mother been giving her number to?
But that is such a mom, though. Like, my mom would do something like that.
Oh, but you're a superhero. He's not a threat to you. You can defend yourself.
Oh, that's so funny. I loved that it was the guy from Perfect Strangers, Larry from Perfect Strangers. I love that guy. That was her dad.
I only remember that that's the show like every 20 years.
Listen, TGIF on ABC used to be like a staple, right?
Yeah.
It was Family Matters. It was Perfect Strangers. It was... Step by Step, because Harriet was the security guard in the Perfect Strangers apartment, and that's how Family Matters started, because Harriet was supposed to be the main character of Family Matters. I don't know how Carl turned it. Well, it was because of the relationship that Carl had with Urkel that whole show got changed around. But Harriet was the main character because she's the crossover from Perfect Strangers.
I did not know that.
Yeah, a little background there. But yeah, TJF used to be the thing, man. Because it was either you were watching after Cosby Show, the only other show, the next show we had before Fresh Prince came out was Family Matters.
Yep.
And then it was the 90s, and it was like, I don't know what happened in the early 90s, but they gave us all the black shows.
We had so many shows. Cooper,
we had so all many the house, shows. In the House, all of them.
Yeah. Know.
What's the show that Raven Simone
was Parenthood.
On? Yeah, Parenthood. Mr. Cooper was Raven Simone's show, right? Yeah.
Mr. Cooper. Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, we had like all this Bernie Mac show.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good one.
Built up UPN. And then WB bought UPN and made it the CW, and then they took all the black shows off.
Gone.
They made it super white with One Tree Hill nonsense. I was so mad.
Gossip Girl.
I never watched. Oh, I did watch Felicity though. I thought Felicity was UPN. I didn't watch Gossip Girl. I could not get into that.
Or I didn't watch any of those. Never as soon as they took all the black shows off, I stopped watching any of them.
It was over with.
Okay, that was a huge segue. Sorry. So,
this is a tangent episode.
So I thought the episode. So then she gets to the law offices. Well, sorry, the guy comes in from HGF, whatever. I want to call him Elemental P, but it's like GHL, I think, or something like that.
And K.
K. G H L and K. Yes, that. And and he's like, I want to hire you. And mind you, she'd been looking for a job because nobody wanted to hire her because they were like, you're a liability, you're a distraction, like whatever. They're like, no. So this place is like, I want to hire you because we have a superhero division. And she's like, yes, immediately. Didn't even think about it. But then she was like, oh, first I got to call Bruce and ask him. So where do you think Bruce is going?
Somewhere with the Guardians of the Galaxy, right?
Why do you think he
was by himself?
Because he had that ship that looked very Guardians of the Galaxy-ish.
That's the ship from Sakaar. They weren't the ship that he was on the
car with. So he just kept that spaceship?
I don't know. They might have sent it back for him. Because remember, that's why they got into the car accident. That's that same ship.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Isn't Thor with the Guardians right now?
No, Thor is off.
He was briefly
with his daughter.
I don't know where he's going. I wonder if they'll tell us in the show or if we gotta wait for somebody's movie.
I think we're not gonna see him no more. I think we got two episodes with him and now he's off doing something else. Maybe there's a Thor movie coming, or maybe we're not gonna see him until the Avengers avenge something again.
Maybe they'll finally give Mark Ruffalo's his Hulk movie,
perhaps, or maybe we'll see him in Quantumania. Maybe we'll see him. I don't know. I would love to see him pop up somewhere else, but you're right. Maybe you were right, and we'll see him in Guardians of the Galaxy. But I would really love to see him get his Hulk movie. But people, so the word on the street is we might see him in one of the Hulk movies where he meets his son, like in his 2 years when he was off doing whatever, he might have sired something.
A holy son, crap.
A child.
Yeah. Yep.
How? With what?
With a person? What do you mean with what?
Like before he got
no as Hulk.
He was like radio nuclear. Whatever he is.
Yeah, and I'm sure there's
terrible. An alien
what could out there. Fit his penis?
Okay, so there are other things that aren't human that could probably procreate with the Hulk.
Gross.
Why is that gross?
I feel like all of the female aliens we've seen have been approximately human size.
Well,
maybe it's not a female.
I'm sure it was a female. Anyways, in the comics, it was a female.
I liked their little nod to the other non MCU
to Ed Norton
Hulk actors. Yeah,
it's still MCU. Yeah,
he
but yeah.
was like, I'm a totally different person, literally.
And then she's like, "Ha ha,
that was hilarious."
I love that she broke the fourth wall to do that. Yeah, that was good. That was very good. But yeah, no. So we'll see. I don't think we're gonna see him anymore, though. So
Ed Norton should make a cameo
as himself. I mean, sorry, as a Hulk.
As something. As no. As a as him as.
Oh, as a character in the show?
But not as Ed Norton, just as a different character.
Oh, I see. You just mean like show up in the show. Yeah, that'd be cute.
Yeah,
that'd be cute. And the other guy, there's been three actors who've played the Hulk. Well, four.
Mm-hmm. That guy from Troy, Hector. Yes. Mm-hmm. From Troy. He was the second one, right? He was the second.
Wasn't Hulk. That one? Ferrigno? That one we don't count. That one we actually don't.
Wait a second. Wasn't Lou Ferrigno the Hulk back in the
day? TV show. Show.
Okay, we're talking TV, not movies. I mean, we're talking movies, not TV. Gotcha.
Yep. So they brought her in, and her first case is the Abomination. And at first, she's like, "I don't think I'm going to take it. I'm going to ask Bruce if it's okay." And he's like, "No, it's fine." And so she was going to take it anyway. She just wanted to run it by him. She goes to meet with him, and he's like, "Oh, I'm completely changed. I've been doing meditation." He's got 7 pen pals or some nonsense. Do you think he's like actually changed?
I think that the story he told was a convincing one because it sounds like something the government would do, especially in comic book universe, where they, you know, employed him to go and deal with this guy because Bruce was just messing around in his own private laboratory. So if some big green rage monster pops up, the government is going to respond with their own type of rage monster, right? So, yeah. But then the green guy ended up being a good guy, so they was like, oh, okay, so we have to look like we were on the side of the good guy, so now you gotta go to prison. Sorry. Bye.
I mean, his story is mostly true, except he's the one who jacked him up to Abomination level because he went and got the extra serum. Because, like, they did give him the Captain America Tweaks serum, but they didn't make him the Abomination. That he got, he asked to have Bruce's blood put into him. So that's why he's that. If he hadn't had that extra push, he wouldn't be what he is. Mm-hmm. And the only reason he's like that is because, like, Bruce and Jen have, like, special, I don't know, their blood is special, as we've learned, which is why when they Hulk out, they don't look like Blonsky. But see, she takes the job, and then as soon as she does take the job, the video of him in Madripoor all of a sudden pops up. So her law firm must have known that that was going to hit the news, mm-hmm. which is why they hired her.
Mm-hmm.
Because you heard what the news report said, they were like, his lawyer hasn't spoken out yet. How did they know that he had a lawyer? Like that, all of that seems like they set her up.
Yeah, they did. They definitely set her up. But I wonder why. Like, why her?
Yeah, that seems... I don't know. That seems so weird.
Seems random. It's a whole lot of superheroes.
She needs to start getting angry, like Mark Ruffalo or like Bruce, so people can treat her with some more respect. Be like, you're not about to bully me into some nonsense court case.
I think they know that she's a good lawyer, and I think maybe they think they'll win whatever case with the combination of her lawyer skills and her monsterness.
It is like a little bit of manipulation, so they wouldn't do that to Bruce. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know how much, like, how many times Bruce had to use his science skills combined with his monster skills. I think he was always doing one or the other.
Yeah, it was always one or the other.
I don't know what
He
the
was.
next episode's gonna be like. I never watched like the previews for the next episode, but
They have previews?
yeah.
Right, I never see them.
I never seen them either.
Yeah, they do. They're usually like the trail. I mean, they're trailers. You can usually find them on YouTube. I just never watch them.
Everyone's been talking about the Easter eggs in this episode. By everyone, I mean my friends will call me and be like, "Hey, can I be on your podcast so I can tell them this?" And I'd be like, "Tell them what?" I'd be like, "Tell them what? You tell me first." No. But it's
I mean,
really
I'll
this is
tell
the, I
them.
mean,
You tell
there
me, and
is
then I'll tell them.
confirmation for the first time about Wolverine.
There, so yeah, the Wolverine part. Then there's another part when she's on the website looking for a job, I guess. And it's the guy in the bar that has the metal claws coming out of his hands. Then there's why is there something like a skull sticking out of the water, which is
Yeah, so
referencing the
yeah, those are the
Eternals.
two things. Yeah, those
And
are the two
there's
things I
another
remember.
part that actually has like a little crossword. It's like you're on a search engine like Google, for example, and then at the top of the bar, maybe more like Yahoo or Bing, and it'll say like scan this QR code for this, and if you scan it, you can really scan it, and it's a episode, a comic book episode of She-Hulk,
You mean
and
a,
then
neat.
it
Yeah, there
says
was one in the first episode too. Every episode, actually, that started with Moon Knight.
didn't know that.
In all the episodes of Moon Knight, there's a QR code for a copy of the comic book. All the episodes of Miss Marvel, there's one, and all the episodes of this.
We did not even talk about this.
I
Right?
thought you guys knew. I
I didn't
sorry.
know. We
No
didn't even talk about
idea.
this, ma'am.
Sorry, I thought you guys did the same. Okay, sorry, I apologize. I should have said that to you. But in all the episodes of these shows, there's a QR code in the episode. I mean, I could go back and tell you where they are. But yeah, there's
Gonna go
a.
on YouTube.
I mean, that's what I do after every episode. I go on YouTube and watch all the things. But yeah, sorry. So the things on the there was also a picture of the Iron Man threes. Which look like Jordans. I actually want a pair of the Iron Man 3s because they look kind of tight. Actually, even
I
though
do not.
I'm not a sneakerhead by any means, but they look kind of cool.
Me either. I do
They're
not like
red,
them.
black, and white, but they look kind of cool. Yeah. So the two things on the actually this website, it looked kind of like BuzzFeed. It looked like a BuzzFeed website, and like the little articles at the top, like the links at the top of the page were so cool. Like one of them was like find Ant-Man, so it's kind of like a game, I guess, kind of like find Where's Waldo, but I guess it's like it looks like a fun game that you could play. But yeah, it was like the first time anyone acknowledged that there's this like huge hand and head sticking out of the water somewhere on Earth, because we had had no one had mentioned anything about the Eternals in any of these shows, because that was a
Right.
question that we had been asking, like is anyone
Yeah.
gonna mention the fact that like this thing happened?
Yeah. The earth was breached.
Yeah.
It was breached.
So yeah, we were yeah that was I was happy that that was finally mentioned. And yeah, Wolverine is confirmed. Now my thing about the mutants, we know now Kamala is, and Kamala, sorry, Kamala is a mutant, and this guy was Metal Claws, okay, but like. Is Wolverine, has Wolverine always been around? And we just hearing about him? Is did he just get like did he just come in? So I don't know, that's up in the
Oh,
air.
like what timeline?
Right.
Because Wolverine has been alive for hundreds of years.
And I think that if there was
Pretty
any
old.
mutant that could like stay under the radar, it would be that one.
Well, right. Because I mean, if we go back to X-Men, the first X-Men. Wolverine had been around for a long time, and then he got his claws covered, and then he had that scene in the bar. That's how that movie starts, right?
That was a good scene. Yeah.
I've
So I
never
don't know
seen
if they're trying to
movie
call
Wolverine's
back to
origin story.
what?
Wolverine, yeah.
I said I've never seen Wolverine's origin story
You should
movie.
watch that and watch Logan too. Logan is so good. It is so
No, I disagree with their casting choice, and out of principle, I will not watch that 6-foot-3 man play
But
Wolverine.
it's Hugh Jackman.
He played it from the first X-Men movie.
Then yes, but I didn't he's like not it what then.
Wolverine is supposed I to love look him like. As Wolverine.
Wolverine is supposed to be 5'5". And
like stop. His anger is supposed to be because he's got short man complex. And if he's 6'3" and jacked, what's he so mad about?
His memory, his life. He has no friends. He has he nothing.
He's short and stocky and angry, mad.
And hairy.
Mad boy.
I still like him. Logan is freaking awesome. That movie. Oh.
It's Hugh Jackman. You gotta watch Apocalypse. I don't mind looking at Hugh Jackman.
You gotta watch X-Men Apocalypse not attracted before to Logan.
Hugh Jackman. I've seen all the X-Men movies. I've just never seen any of the ones that he got by himself. And why he's got like 28 movies.
No,
I was referring to the first X-Men. There's only two Wolverine movies, ma'am.
There are three.
What's the third one?
Wolverine,
Logan. And Logan, that's it.
No, there's another one. There's two Wolverine movies. Okay.
Right. What's the name? Which one is it?
This but time.
There's one where he sees Sabretooth Tiger, his brother or whatever. That's Wolverine Origins. And then he goes through the wars. And then he meets the Japanese lady. The guy saved him. Logan. That was the Japanese one. He goes to Japan. Wolverine Origins. That's when he had the wife and he was working as a lumberjack. Yes. I can't remember a third one. But if there's another one, I have another movie to watch.
Cool.
X-Men Origins Wolverine, Logan, and the Wolverine.
Yes.
The Wolverine and X-Men Origins Wolverine?
Yes.
Oof. Let me look that
up. X-Men Origins Wolverine in 2009, The Wolverine in 2013, and Logan in
2017. Yeah.
Yeah. Like 28 movies.
Deadpool is at the is in one of them. Before he takes on the actual Deadpool character, Wade.
Yeah. Well, so we'll see if they add, we'll see if they give us more info about that. But I think I'm liking She-Hulk. So we'll see what happens in the next couple episodes. Mm-hmm. All right. So this week, we watched another old movie and I'm interested to see what especially Ashley's reaction was to Dumbo. Yeah, when we come back from the break. Oh man. All right, so like I said, this week we watched Dumbo. I tasked us to watch both the animated version and the live action. So the animated version actually came out in 1941. So
yes, it did.
Know, I gave the warning last time to prepare yourself for the fact that it came out in 1941. I did preface it. With that, and the movie also has a disclaimer right before it starts, warning you and apologizing for the fact that it
it's
came out.
It's interesting that it's a warning and they didn't take it off, but I was offended. But I liked the movie. I watched it as a kid, but it was, what were the slaves called? Roustabouts?
They were not slaves. Those men were slaves.
They called themselves slaves horrid fucking song. They should
have
called
their song? Slaves.
They hear the lyrics. They said that they get paid, but they throw their pay away. They did say they get paid, though. They're not slaves.
They were still slaves.
They said they don't know when they get paid. They said, we don't know when we get paid, but when somehow they get the money and they immediately throw it away.
Exactly.
There was something about a hairy ape in there. They never learn to read or write.
Yep. They work hard until they die. They work till their death. Sounds like slavery to me.
It is not. They're not slaves. They're just
happy roustabouts, though. They're happy about it. Even though they're happy roustabouts. So those characters didn't even have faces.
No, they did not.
They were just black bodies.
Inconsequential.
Doing labor.
Yep.
And singing merrily about it, working in a thunderstorm, but no faces.
Yep. Sounds like slaves.
They were not slaves.
I definitely got a very strong slavery vibe.
Listen, I hear you. So I obviously watched this movie for the first time when I was very young, right? So I remember when I first got Netflix. And one of the things I loved about Netflix was I could get DVDs, right? And DVDs didn't used to always come with closed captioning. And one of the things I loved about DVDs was they had closed captioning because you couldn't like stream movies with closed captioning all the time. The only way you could get closed captioning was through DVDs. So I remember the first time I got Dumbo on DVD before, because you couldn't buy it, right? Because
I was in a vault.
Disney had it in the vault. So I got Dumbo on DVD, was so excited to watch it again, put it in, put on captions because I was so excited. Girl, I saw these lyrics on the screen and I had to turn it off. I was like, are you kidding? Is that really what they've been saying this whole? And I was like,
they were atrocious.
And I had no idea what I was singing because I didn't know what the words actually were. Yeah, it goes, when we get our pay, we throw our money all away. That's what they say.
There's a whole article about
they said they work until they
die. Glorification of slavery in Disney's Dumbo. Then someone is like, so there's a slavery song in Disney's Dumbo. Song of the South, Dumbo's Jim Crow scene. Song of the Roustabouts sounds like slavery. Like, you just put in Roustabout song on Google. That's what I found. It makes me laugh.
And then, as if that weren't enough, 15 minutes later, we get the crows.
Not 15 minutes. There's a whole half an hour of movie where at least we get Baby Mine and... Okay, Baby Mine's probably the only good song in the whole movie. No. Casey Jr. is a cute song.
I couldn't even listen to none of the other songs. My brain blocked out the rest of the music from that movie because the first song that I listened to was a racial atrocity. I could not bring myself to listen to the words of any more songs in there. Yeah. And then there was like the 10-minute acid break. What was that about? What were the flying pink elephants about? Like, what was that for?
Oh my God.
Okay. Let me just say, watching pink elephants on parade while imbuing anything is an experience I think everyone should try.
I was stoned watching it. And maybe, I don't know if, you know, it's got to be something else. But the animators dropped acid and then went to work. That's what they did.
I love the pink elephant scene.
It had nothing to do with the movie. Like, it came out of nowhere. It lasted for 45 minutes in the movie. It's only an hour long.
You know, I mean, the elephants do the samba. And then
why?
Because he was drunk. Baby Dumbo got drunk, and that's what happens when you get drunk. You start to see things. I don't know. I love the pink elephants part. I think it's funny. I think it's hilarious. Okay. So I'm still
laughing about the acid in the crows.
That movie was crazy for it to be only an hour long. They packed in a whole lot of craziness.
It's interesting how like they attempted to make a spiritual with the Roustabout songs, but it doesn't have that extra oomph that Black people give. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't think they were attempting to make it spiritual. I think
yes, they were. That's what slaves were singing when they were slaving in the crops. They were attempting to be racist. Yes,
like
that was not being spiritual. It was 100% just racist.
Spiritual,
it was just racist.
Did slaves not sing and makes and sing songs?
They sang songs to be racist, though. They sang songs of encouragement to keep themselves like spiritually hardy while their bodies were being broken.
Yes, of course.
They sang straight up racial stereotypes from start to finish.
That's what I'm saying. Disney tried. They tried to do it. I don't think they tried.
I don't think they tried. I think they tried to do exactly what happened on the screen. They wanted to be racist. They wanted to make niggas sing merrily while they was doing backbreaking work. That's some Camp Town lady singing this song.
Do da nonsense. That's what that is. No.
They accomplished their goal, and that's why there's that page and a half disclaimer before that movie, because they knew exactly what the original intent of the animators and writers were, to be abhorredly racist. That was the point.
I'm sorry, remember
in Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, and they working hard, and it's that nice lighthearted hi-ho hi-ho off to work we go, that's not what the Roustabouts was doing. They didn't have that pep. They were not happy about throwing their money away, even though they kind of sounded happy. It was all pretend.
It wasn't meant to be that. It was meant to just say, look at how these Black people are.
With no faces.
Even when we give them nice, honest work, they just can't do right. You see? This is why we don't need to desegregate. Oh, do you want the children of these vagabonds going to school with your children? Oh, my God. Okay.
But wasn't Dumbo cute? Wasn't Dumbo cute?
Dumbo was very cute.
Oh, Dumbo was super cute.
Dumbo was adorable. Every time he tripped over his ears.
I would like a Dumbo stuffed animal. I would love that right now.
Dumbo was adorable. Those elephant aunties were horrible.
Horrible.
Yeah, they were. Yeah. They were terrible.
Terrible.
There was no need to act like that.
Said they was jealous because they wanted a baby and they didn't have one.
Exactly.
Dumbo's mom claimed him before any of them could. Yo, so
Dumbo's mom. I felt that in my heart. Like, I'm like her.
But that mama rode for her baby. You're not gonna laugh at my child.
Oof. And she got upset. It's like, you know how like we're looked at, like if we get upset or show any type of freaking emotion over anything, like it's horrible. I feel like that's how they treated Dumbo's mom. Like she was justified in her anger. Like, you're messing with her baby. That's hers. Like, and they weren't listening to her. They weren't being compassionate and understanding that this is a mom and a child. And that definitely reflects in real life with Black moms and their children, or any type of like emotion that you express. If it's not the
little boy was definitely stepping over the line. He was dragging that baby elephant by his tail and ears and stuff. And she was like, "Get out of the pen! You're not supposed to be here." it's the same. Isn't that what happened to Harambe? Like, that little boy was in there. He wasn't supposed to be in there. And what'd they do? Shoot the gorilla. It's not the gorilla's fault. The little boy's fault.
Yeah.
It was that little boy's mother's or parental guardian's fault. Because that little boy was like two years old.
It was the zoo's fault, too.
Right.
And ever
since they killed that gorilla, nothing's been right.
And that's not the first time it happened. Before that was in Chicago.
I'm just saying, right? Nothing's been right since Harambe.
Cincinnati.
So, I mean, I don't know.
I think they wasn't trying to take no chances with her because the Pittsburgh Zoo had the African wild dog exhibit, and a little boy fell in there, and those dogs killed that little boy. He died.
Mm, yeah.
So I think they wasn't trying to take no chances after that happened. It was like, no.
But it happened in Chicago too. A kid fell into the gorilla pit. The gorilla did not do anything to the kid, but they killed the gorilla, and that was years ago.
Mm.
That was way before the Cincinnati incident.
Yeah, I don't know.
But yeah, Dumbo was adorable. I liked his little rat friend.
Mouse.
Whatever, same thing.
It's not the same thing. You saw how mad he got at the crows when they called him a rat.
Yeah, that's his rat or die. Oh my God, when Dumbo started flying, OMG. when he lost his feather, my heart sank. I was like, no, Dumbo, don't fall. And then he was like, you know, about to crash. And the little mouse was like, you never needed that, what is it? The feather. You never needed the feather. Just fly. And he flew. And my heart was like, yes, go Dumbo. I loved it. He's so cute.
Yeah, them crows was rude.
And they chained his mama up. Oh my God. I was so mad.
I noticed how Dumbo's feet would alternate between having one and two toenails on it.
Oh my God. I mean, you know, I hear you.
Yeah. And I was like, well, why is it doing that? And then once I saw it, it was like, oh, I could pay attention to.
Oh, no.
Oh. Which scenes he had one toenail and which scenes he had two. Because when he was a newborn, he had one. And the next time we saw him, he had two. And then there was one scene where it flipped back and forth, like, in the scene.
Wow.
Who drew that?
I don't think I've ever noticed that. That's okay. Now the next time I watch it, I'm going to have to look at his toes. I don't think I've ever noticed that, ever.
Mm-hmm. I saw it.
Mind you, this is only the fifth movie. Fifth? Which movie is it? 41? I think it's fifth movie. But, you know, that's a good catch, Ashley. Know that. Well, you've been done seeing about everything until you've seen the elephant fly, I guess.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Lord. I don't know. I like Dumbo. I know the songs are horrible, but I like them anyway.
I still like the movie. It's just you can't talk about Dumbo without pointing that out.
Listen, I know. I know it.
Maybe somebody had like a weird, funky dream, because there was a lot of oddities in the movie, like from the beginning.
I love Pink Sun Parade. I think
somebody was on some very unique drugs for the time. Yeah.
From the opening scene to the end, it was like everything was like in contrast.
Yeah, it was very
happy
weird.
Birth, the delivery of the baby, but then it was like a storm.
Oh my God, we didn't even talk about the stork and his delivery.
Is the stork the reason Dumbo's ears are like that, or what?
No, that's just how he came. You know, some babies are just born unique.
Big old ears.
Okay. Oh, that narrator in the beginning, oh my goodness, he was so serious. Like, there's the gravitas and the vibrato in his voice is like, why? I thought this was a lighthearted children's movie. Mm-hmm. It sounded like he announced in the end times.
Listen, circuses are serious business. So, in the live action, they tried to clean up a lot of this racism, right? So there's no roustabouts, right? The when we get in there, the circus is already set up. Right?
I wasn't sure when I saw Tim Burton had directed it. He might keep that song in there now.
Listen,
hold on. Sorry, you know it's a Tim Burton movie because there's only one black person.
There was one black, and he did not talk.
He had three lines. He had three lines.
He said,
now this is a circus. And
three words?
Yes, he had three lines. He had a line when the guy asked him to do the thing. He had a line, this is a circus. And then a line at the end when the kids were saying goodbye to the thing. He had three lines. Anyways, that's how you know it's a Tim Burton movie. There was one black person.
With barely any lines.
Yeah.
Only the white people get to talk.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if I was going to see the roustabouts after I saw that he was
I was looking. I was waiting. You know,
I can't even be assured that we're not going to have these happy roustabouts with this guy.
I know. Yeah. I know. I forgot that it was a Tim Burton movie. I was like, oh, wait a minute. Because I have forgotten it was a him movie. Now, the thing about the live action Dumbo movie is they made Dumbo's eyes look like a cartoon eyes. And I was like, that's weird. Like, why?
It was weird. It was weird. It was very weird.
I was like, that's
this. The whole, live action animal movie wave is weird. It's all weird. It's all weird.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a way to do it where it's not weird.
No. Oh, but now that you said that, I know what we're watching next. Now that you said that. Because I don't think we did this yet. I know, look at your face. I wish you guys could see her face. She's not at all excited about what I'm going to propose. She's angry. Well, you did it to yourself. Yeah. So, yeah, I thought it was weird. So they changed the story up. And what one thing I loved about Dumbo is the lack of humans in it, right? So we had the ringmaster. We kind of had the clowns. But, like, most of the other characters is just the animals. And that's why one of the things I liked about it, right? Because, like, when the clowns are talking, they're really behind the curtain. We don't really see them. And the ringmaster has a couple of words, but whatever. It's mostly the mouse and the elephant. And Dumbo doesn't talk. Like, the main character of the movie has no words. So all of his acting is just his eyes. And it's really, I don't know, for me, I think they do a really good job. They added all these humans to Dumbo. And I was just like, but why? Like, I don't, like, I could care less about this dad and his kids. I know that sounds horrible, but, like, I really, I couldn't, I right? don't care.
And, like, he's a war person and he's coming home. Why?
What does this have to do with Dumbo? Like, I, okay. And then, like, he wasn't listening to his daughter who wanted to, like, not be in the circus. Like, she wanted to, like, discover science. Like, she wanted to, like, learn things and not be a circus freak. Like, it's like, listen to your child. Like, I hate movies like
also,
this.
Also, who goes from the military to the circus? Especially when you're disabled now. Like, the military will just provide for you. Why you want to go not back really. To the circus?
The military will not provide for him. But I understand.
At that point in time, they would.
He was a circus guy, and he got drafted. Dan? He got drafted from the circus, which I think, okay. I didn't know they drew. I mean, how did they find him?
I was just about to say, how did they find him?
What happened to the mom, though? That's what I want to know.
She had flu. She got the influenza. They told you.
Oh, I forgot.
She died from the flu. Ma'am.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, so apparently they lost like three of their circus acts to the flu or the war. And then he comes back. He was one of their like prime persons because he used to ride horses, and he comes back without an arm. And then they sold the horses. Like, how? Okay. I feel like, how do you sell somebody's animals and don't like give them the money?
Well, they said, we didn't expect you to come back.
That part.
Actually. We thought that we wouldn't have to deal with this situation.
Right. Right. That part.
I was surprised at the actors in the movie. I didn't watch the Dumbo until recently, the live action. I wasn't even aware of who all was in that movie. I was so surprised to see Michael Keaton. I was like, okay, I love me some Michael Keaton. Danny DeVito, that was like surprising to see him. And Colin Farrell, super surprising to see him. I was like, okay, this is an interesting movie.
Yeah, I didn't dislike the movie. I think all of the live action Disney movies have been okay. I just don't know why they're doing them, except for Maleficent, which I think has been amazing. But I love Maleficent is a perfect character, and two is Angelina. So
love her.
But all the other ones, like Beauty and the Beast live action, okay.
No, did not like it.
But like Emma Watson does not have an amazing voice, so why? Mm-mm. Why? Lion King was, I guess, whatever.
That was like a waste of music.
It was useless. Jungle Book was okay, I guess.
Oh, I love Jungle Book.
I like the Jungle Book.
I like all versions of them. There's like so many versions of that movie. I will watch every single one.
Yeah. Christopher Walken doing just like I Want to Be Like You. I could have done without that.
I really like the way they did however they made Dumbo. Like, I still don't understand how they did that. However, like the animatronics, whatever it is that made the elephant come to life and fly. I thought that was phenomenal.
CGI?
Okay, fine. CGI. But I don't know. I can't think about how to do it right now. I'm so used to the cartoon animation. I like even held my breath when Dumbo was like, when he did his first flight. I was like, oh my God, I love the way they did that. It was so cool. It exceeded my expectations of seeing him fly and multiple times and seeing the feather. And then when the lady got on his back and Michael Keaton's character was like, no nets, it's invisible. I was like, you jerk. This lady's about to die. She damn near died.
she very well could have. I feel like the CGI in the movie I thought was pretty good. And like I said, I could care less about the father and his kids, but like the story around Dumbo and like the parts of it that they had reflect the actual cartoon, I liked those parts. And like the Easter eggs that were like callbacks to the cartoon, I liked. Like they brought in Casey Jr., the lines from The Crows they made the little announcer guy say. They had the elephants on parade, but they did it with bubbles. That like the it was part of like the circus show, so I appreciated that they tried to like weave those elements in, so that was cool. But again, like I feel like these live actions are so interesting. I don't know, the next one that they're doing, I think we talked about it before, is Pinocchio
as a live action. See that. I can't wait.
And that's gonna be Tom Hanks as Geppetto, so that will be very very interesante.
Should be good. I felt for his mom when he was scared and he did his little blow his horn sound, and then she did hers, the mom, and they heard each other. That was so heartwarming. And then he flew out to find her. I was like, go ahead, Dumbo. Go get your mama. But to see her chained up, man, that broke my heart.
Yeah, but that's how he got her in trouble. But yeah, no, I thought it was a decent movie. I liked it better the second time I watched it than the first time, because I think the first time I was just mad that it was so different, because I was like, why are there so many humans in this movie? But the second time I watched it, I liked it a little better.
Yeah, and that pink elephant acid trip was much better in the live action. It wasn't really like an acid trip. It just
they put it in the
bubbles.
In the live action, huh?
Yeah. Oh yeah, they have it's different though. Like Dumbo's not drunk, you know. Dumbo didn't drink no absinthe to hallucinate. He was just chilling, trying to before he started to fly, he looked up and that was a part of the show. And they had these beautiful bubbles that were shaped like elephants dancing in the top of the circus. That was really pretty. I like the way they did that. It was not creepy like the cartoon.
I don't think the cartoon is creepy. I like both of them though.
That part was so creepy, Melanie. Come on.
I don't think it was creepy, but it was definitely
joined
trippy.
Together for one like weird.
They do the same thing with the bubbles, Christy. The bubbles prettier. Literally eat each other.
It was prettier. It was nice.
Okay. It's a big really thing. And it's actually bubbles
you should
in
just
the cartoon.
That one little it's clip.
It's the same thing. Like it's literally anyways, whatever. I thought both movies were fine. I recommend both, but obviously I like the animated one a little more. But okay, Disney question of the day.
I know. I was like, what did they come up with an extra hour of material? Like, what's that? What are they talking about?
They added humans. They added humans. That's how they added the other hour.
Yeah, they needed to talk with Colin Farrell and his kids.
That's it. The other humans. That's it. All right. Disney question of the day. If you were going to be a circus act, which circus act would you be?
A circus actor?
Which act in the circus would you be?
That's a hard one.
It is.
There's so many.
I mean, you could also just be the ringmaster if you don't want to be in the circus.
Yeah, I definitely want to be in the circus. Gotta perform.
The ringmaster also performs?
Well, you know, it's not the same.
I think that I would be A clown.
Those are, that would be cute.
I would be a clown.
I would want to be the bendy people, the contortion people.
Okay. All right. I think I would be one of the, you know, those like the people on like the ropes or like the
aerial people.
Yeah, on like the ropes or the fabric.
Mm-hmm.
Or like the slings, I would be those people.
Aerobatics on the ropes, yeah, that would be pretty.
Or, you know, those people who do like the quick change outfit thingies, I would do that. Where like you can't tell, like they have like different outfits on, and then like they switch, and then they have a different outfit. I like those people too.
It's been so long since I've been to a circus.
Really?
Yeah.
I used to try to go once a year whenever the circus was in town. I know a lot of circuses now are getting away from having animals because, you know,
right?
Bad. Like, oh, that's the other thing. At the end of the movie, the live action movie, the Medici Circus no longer has animals. So they're an animal-free circus because.
Now, what was the point of that? Like, that would be even remotely historically accurate. What would they put that in there for?
Just... Well, I mean, because that's how most circuses are now. It's more ethical to have no animals.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry. I like to see elephants at my circuses, but, you know.
I do too, but I do feel bad for how they transport the animals and, like, it's not like they transport them in luxury.
I don't know. I just go to ethical circuses.
How do you know it's ethical? Is there a certificate?
Is there an ethical circus that features performing animals?
I mean, if I don't hear
they're making these animals dance for their meals.
I mean, they make us do work for our meals.
And that's not right either.
I mean, I hear you, but... Animals should work for their food too.
No, they shouldn't.
Well, I shouldn't have to work for mine.
They can't even say, yeah, okay, I'll stand up on this ball for you in exchange for a certain number of meals a day and housing. They didn't say that.
I didn't either, but here I am.
Yeah, you did when you signed your offer letter.
Yes, but I didn't ask to be put into this capitalistic cycle.
No, you didn't.
None of us
but
did.
But you still had more of a choice than the elephant did, who was okay. Probably stolen from its mother.
Okay, I guess. I suppose. We were all born into this cycle.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't like zoos, and I don't like circuses.
I'm a little off zoos. I'm going to say that. I'm off zoos. Although I do... I guess the next time I see an animal is a wildlife preserve, which, I mean, I guess it's just one step up from a zoo because those animals can't leave there either.
I still think it's kind of different, though, because technically they can. They just wouldn't be protected anymore out off of those reserve lands. But it's more similar. It is their habitat. It's where they live. Animal sanctuaries be set up where those animals live.
Yes. Okay, so how do you... Okay. So, if I take an animal and I'm put it in a place that is exactly like where it lives, but it is not where it is originally from, is that
How can you do that, though? So, like... All right, so just...
I'm talking about, like, Disney's Animal Kingdom. Like, they set up it up to be exactly like where the animal is. Is that okay?
No.
Oh.
It's not. Because those animals, those lions can't go hunt those antelope that they got in Magic Kingdom if they have those things there.
It's not in Magic Kingdom, it's in Animal Kingdom.
Whatever.
No antelopes.
They're not letting those lions hunt those zebra and antelope. They're not doing that.
Okay, all right. So, but it's a preserve. But it is an animal sanctuary. It's not a zoo.
It's technically a zoo.
It's not a zoo.
It's technically a zoo.
It's not a zoo. Animal Kingdom is not a zoo.
It's technically a zoo. It's a real big zoo. It's a real big zoo with very few animals, but it's a zoo.
It's not a zoo.
I want to go. I haven't been.
It's an enclosure where the animals are kept.
I mean, no, it has
wide
to be
open. They can roam and do whatever.
And it has to be enclosed at some point.
Yeah. I mean, they're not roaming around Disney. They're not roaming the LA streets, but I mean,
right. So it's enclosed, and so like a wild lion could travel hundreds of thousands of miles
they
in
don't
its
travel
lifetime.
Hundreds of thousands of miles
in its lifetime. In its lifetime, which is probably cut significantly short because it is in captivity. Those animals in Animal Kingdom are in captivity. Okay. Disney owns those animals. It's a zoo.
I mean, okay. I'll ask the poll question. Do you guys think Animal Kingdom is a zoo?
Yes.
Ask it. We'll see what the audience thinks. Yeah. All right. So for next week, we're going to stick with animals. Lady and the Tramp.
Goodness gracious.
That was just so cute. That came up right after.
Has a lot. Well, okay. You have the choice. Here you go. You have a choice. You can either do Lady and the Tramp, which has a live action, or you can do 101 Dalmatians, and we can do the, what's the name?
The live action.
The Glenn Close. Wait, did we do Cruella? We did do Cruella.
Yeah, we did Cruella.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to do Lady and the Tramp because we already did Cruella.
But we didn't do the other 101 Dalmatians, the animated and the other live action.
They're not the same though.
But I don't mind doing Lady and the Tramp. I like that movie too.
So yeah, let's do Lady and the Tramp and the live action Lady and the Tramp. I really wish, so there had been talk that they were going to do a live action Aristocats. I have no idea how they would do that. No, absolutely no idea.
I'm just thinking about when they redid Cats.
No, oh my god. Like I would be so angry. I would have to go and beat somebody up.
Have a little jazz club. People dressed up as cats playing the piano.
Oh my, I would cry tears. Oh my goodness. If they messed up Aristocats, that's like my favorite movie. Anyways, okay. So next week we will dive into Lady and the Tramp. Not high on my list of classics, but it's not a bad one. I don't think there's, well, we'll see. I don't remember there being anything I have to warn you about. I don't know if that one has a disclaimer on it. Oh, I take that back. Yes, there is. Oh my goodness. Yes, there is. Well, that'll be fun. Yeah. So see you guys next week. We'll have lots to talk about. Oh, old movies are fun. All right. Well, as always, ladies, it has been a fun night, and we will reconvene next week. Good night.
Bye.
Bye.